Well, it's been more than 30 years since Maine lawmakers decided that something needed to change in how the state was getting rid of its garbage. At the time, towns and cities were mostly sending their trash to landfills or to factories that would burn it to create electricity. Instead, the legislature passed a law that directed Maine to lessen its impact on the earth by recycling at least 50% of its municipal waste every year, either by selling it on the commodities market or composting it. But now, even after many communities developed robust recycling programs over the ensuing decades, Maine still hasn't hit that goal. And as a new state report from January shows, it's actually losing ground. With more on this, we'll turn now to Maine Public's Charlie Ihacker. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Jen.
So this report indicates that the state is moving in the wrong direction with municipal waste. How so?
Yeah, so when Mainers get rid of their waste by bringing it to the transfer station or leaving it at the curbside, it's usually taken to a couple different places, either a landfill, an incinerator that burns it to create electricity, or to some place that sells it off for recycling. And then the proceeds from that sale help support the whole operation. But increasingly over the last few years, countries such as China have really restricted what they will take for recycling. And that's made it a lot more expensive for towns to try to recycle their waste. And as a result of that, you know, from this new report that we've seen from the state, there seems to have been a real uptick in the portion of waste that is going to the landfill or the incinerator. The state was able to recycle something like 30% of its waste in 2018 and 19. That was down from more than 40% just in 2013.
So what's the problem with landfilling and incinerating waste?
For one thing, you know, Maine state law has a hierarchy of different types of waste disposal and the value of each one to the environment. On the very low end of that hierarchy is landfilling. That's because an object that's put in the earth, none of its original value is being recovered. Also, it's just going to be in there forever. It could emit chemicals into the surrounding environment. It's expensive to maintain. It could be unsightly or smelly for neighbors. And then incinerating waste is just one step above that. You know, it's an improvement because you are actually creating some electricity and recovering some of that value, but it still creates emissions and is considered, you know, not as good as recycling for that matter, not as good as reducing waste, not as good as just not creating the waste in the first place.
What can the state do to improve its poor recycling rates?
So the Maine DEP report did not include any specific solutions for these issues, but it mentioned that it would be hard for municipalities to just solve this on their own, for them to just say pay more for recycling or to just try to produce less waste. So there are a couple bills before the legislature this year that would attempt to do something about this. Some of them, you know, one of them, for example, would just create sort of a more consistent fee structure for any towns that had to landfill their waste, and those fees would go to support recycling programs. There's also a more ambitious one that's supported by environmental groups such as the Natural Resource Council of Maine that would create a stewardship program by which the people that create packaging, the businesses that create packaging for products, would actually have to pay more of the cost to dispose of them than the people who use those products. So on the one hand, that would take away some of the cost from towns, and at least according to supporters of that kind of program, it would make businesses less likely to create as much waste in the first place.
Maine Public's Charlie Ihacker, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jen.
And you can find a link to the state report in this story at mainepublic.org. That's mainepublic.org.